Open enrollment for people to sign up for the Affordable Care Act's federal exchange ends on Friday. Here to talk about what you need to know, Mary Agnes Carey, partnership editor and senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Mary Agnes, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Well, despite the slings and arrows that Obamacare has suffered in Congress and survived, open enrollment is still going on. How's it done this year?
As of new figures that were released yesterday by the federal government, as of December the 9th, 4.5 million people had signed up for insurance on the federal marketplace. And we need to remember that represents about 39 states. And of that number, just over 1 million plans for the most recent week, which was December the 3rd through the 9th. So that's about 650,000 ahead of the same week last year. New enrollment's up about 17%. Overall for the year. But as you note, open enrollment ends on Friday, which is the 15th. And usually it was open till the end of January. So the thought is we won't have as many people enroll in the Affordable Care Act as in previous years because you've had that enrollment period cut off 6 weeks earlier.
Why has it been cut off by 6 weeks?
Well, there was a decision made by the Trump administration to do that. The thought was eventually as the Affordable Care Act continued, as we know, enrollment began in 2014, that over time, the enrollment period would be scaled back to make it shorter than January 31st, but the Trump administration decided to do that a little bit earlier. So not only did they shrink the enrollment period, but we have to remember money for advertising and outreach was cut 90%. Money for the on-the-ground assisters, the navigators, the people that sit with you and help you, the federal funding for that was cut by an average of 40%. So when you add all those up together, it's really taken quite a hit on open enrollment.
It's taken quite a hit, and yet it's far ahead of the pace than previous years. It sounds like signups are beyond a level that Barack Obama could only have dreamed of when he was trying to drum up enrollment.
And we do have to see what happens through Friday. As we know, people like deadlines. It's not just the reporters. A lot of people will be motivated when they realize, if they realize, we've got to sign up by December 15th. I need to get to healthcare.gov. I've got to call the 800 number. So we really are going to be watching over the next couple of days to see, is there a big uptick, especially for younger folks? They tend to wait till the very end to enroll.
Yeah, so here comes the deadline. What do you have to know and what do you have to do if you're up against it here? You have to go on the website, you said.
I think it's very important. If you are currently on the Affordable Care Act and you have not gone to healthcare.gov to look at other options you might have, that's something that you should do. Because if you're in a plan and its price went up and you don't make a choice to leave that plan, you're going to be auto-enrolled. So that's very, very important for you to know. If you are going to look at health insurance for the first time on healthcare.gov, whether it's a federal exchange or your state-based exchange, depending on where you live, you need to think about what's the coverage I need, can I get financial assistance, and you need to think about what doctors do I need in my network, which hospitals, what kind of labs, what sort of services are my prescriptions covered? You need to think through those things as you pick a plan.
Mary Agnes, what's going on in the tax bill that's being negotiated in Congress right now? That bill looks like it's going to be done in the next few days. There's a repeal of the individual mandate in there. What does that mean for people?
There's going to be a repeal, it looks like, to your point, if this bill passes in its current form, that would repeal the individual mandate penalty. And again, that's the requirement that most of us have health insurance or pay a fine. Many analysts have said if you remove the individual mandate, that requirement to have insurance, you may have many people, especially healthy people, decide, I can't afford this, I don't need to enroll in it. Yes, I won't have health insurance, but I won't have to pay the penalty. And so what we call the risk pool, that combination of people that are covered by a particular policy, a particular plan, may be packed with sicker people who are more expensive. So the premiums continue to climb because the insurers have to take care of sicker people. So the real concern is this will drive away healthier people who tend to be younger. But again, as we've both seen now for years since the Affordable Care Act became law, Republicans have tried to repeal the law. They failed to do that. This is viewed as a strike to the heart of the Affordable Care Act to weaken it.
Open enrollment for the Affordable Care Act on the federal exchange ends tomorrow. Mary Agnes Carey with Kaiser Health News. Always great to have you, Mary Agnes.
Thanks again for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.